The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Happy Times Podcast. My name is Joey Kidney. I'm your host, and let's get into it.
Welcome to the Happy Times Podcast.
So today we are going to be talking about something that I know can get a little bit uncomfortable with a lot of people. So this isn't necessarily a trigger warning, but this is just a heads up. It's about to get serious. But when does the podcast not gotten serious? So to set the mood here, all I'm doing is I'm sitting at my desk. I have a mic in front of me, no notes, and we're talking. I want to sit down. I want to have a real conversation with you, and you're going to know who I'm talking to in this next line, because I want to talk about therapy. Now, growing up, I grew up very insecure yet strong. I always thought that men, you know, didn't need any help. I grew up that kid that, you know, played sports, and if it was broken, you fix it and you get back going. You know, I didn't think about the repercussions on my mental health. I didn't think about what was going to happen in my head. You know, I went through sports and I got lots of concussions, and obviously that's a brain injury, but I always thought about it like a broken bone. You know, I fix it, I go back. I broke my leg. I fix it, I went back. You know, and I didn't think about the things that were going to happen in my head. You know, what trauma I'm going to face from, you know, not being able to play, not being able to go back, not being able to play during that time. And there can be some things that you guys can relate to during that, or what I just said, but maybe yours is on a different spectrum. But I want to talk about therapy in general. A lot of us are so freaking scared of it, when all it is talking to somebody. And I know, like I said, I know that can be scary. I know that's terrifying, but I'm here to tell you otherwise. So when I was 16 years old, I had a lot of head injuries, like I just described, and I went through a really, really rough time because I didn't think about the mental aspect of it all. And I went through a really, really rough time. And I got sent I got sent to a therapist. Let's just say that. Let's keep it plain and simple. I got sent to a therapist. And it was this Indian woman, and she was awesome. She had all her degrees and everything. She did have a quite thick accent, though. And the entire time I would sit in the room, I would have to ask her to repeat herself, or she would have to ask me to repeat myself. And the connection was not there, but we were paying, what was it, like $150 a session for no connection. And it has nothing to do with where she's from or how she sounds, but there was no connection. I had a hard time understanding her. She had a hard time understanding me. I was a 16-year-old boy talking to a 56-year-old woman, and if I wanted to do that, I would just go talk to my mom, right? And there was no hate towards this woman. There was nothing. But I just didn't feel the connection. And therapy is all about that connection. It's all about that fine line of, like, I'm actually going to take what this person is saying to me and incorporate it into my life. And so I went through that, and I went through even more tough times. And it actually brought me to a really tough time in my life where I ran away from home. And I came back, and I was supposed to go to her again. And I said no. My parents wanted me to take me back to the therapist, and I said no. Like, she's not it. I want to go see this doctor. And it was my doctor from, like, a concussion specialist. And he was just a guy's guy. Like, he was just a bro. He was just somebody that I can talk to. And it was perfect because I could sit down and I could say what I wanted to say and not feel awful, not be embarrassed, not feel humiliated or guilty or shamed. I didn't feel any of that. I felt like I was just talking to a friend. And so over the years, I spent many, many dollars and time trying to find this right therapist for me. And I think I went through 16 to 17 therapists. And this is not an ad. I'm not trying to sell you on anything. This is not, I'm not being paid to say this. I actually use BetterHelp, which is a online service, right, for therapy. And you sign up and you enter what you're looking for and they pair you with a therapist and you can change your therapist and your counselor and everything like that. And this is that app that Shane Dawson and PewDiePie like completely obliterated. They were like, this is awful. Then Shane Dawson was like, oh, Jake Paul is a sociopath and all this stuff. Like that's the app. But it's helped me a lot. And even though I had 16 different therapists in that time. There was one that was really amazing. And then she actually just like, she was going to work in another job. I think she opened up her own practice. And then the other ones were just trying to find the right fit. And I could not find them. A lot of the time, like a therapist, like my experiences with it is that a therapist would like send me a text. Like this is all like text-based. Especially with COVID, it's perfect. But it was all text-based. And like somebody would send me a text. And it would be like a 5-page paragraph email of like, how do you feel? And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm not going to read this. Like, I can barely read a book. The only book I've ever read is my own. Like, I'm not, this is not for me. This isn't it. And so I would change the counselor and the same thing would happen. It would be like, hi, my name is blank. And here's what I do for a living. This is what I specialize in. And then blah, 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 blah. And I'm not, no shade to them, but it was just like, they spent so much time explaining about who they are and what they do and how their job makes them feel and everything like that, that it, like in 5 paragraphs, it didn't even give me the chance to say hello. Like I was like, no, I'm out. Like turn me off right away. And that, honestly, it goes into marketing, but still, like therapy is not all about facts and numbers. Sometimes it's just having a connection with somebody. And so on my 17th therapist, that's a hard thing to say. I met this lady named Catherine and she is amazing. I'm not going to say her last name, but she's amazing. Like on their call, I went for a walk. And when I have my therapy calls, I go for a walk, except it's getting cold now, so I can't do that. These calls are at like 9 PM when I'm in my feelings, like I'm definitely thinking about things and I'll go for a walk. And I remember, like, I just started, and she was like, okay, so tell me about yourself. And I just started saying stuff, and she, like, stopped me. She's like, hold on, wait. What the hell did you just say? And, like that type, I know that wouldn't be the proper response with everybody, but I think she actually genuinely knew what I was saying. Like, I entered the call, and I was like, hey, listen, no bullshit, like, this is my life we're playing with here. Like I want a connection. I don't want somebody who's just going to tell me what to go do. I want somebody who's going to empower me to go do it myself. You know what I mean? And so it took me a very, very, very long time to find this person. And I just had a call with her last night. And that's why I really wanted to make this podcast, because I wanted to talk to you guys about it. Like talk to you guys about my experience on a call like that. Now, all I did, I sat in the same spot as I did tonight. Actually, I did not sit at once. I didn't, because I need to pace. Like, I'm making this because I want you guys to understand that everybody experiences therapy differently. And therapy doesn't always necessarily mean that you need to pay $150 to sit down and talk with somebody for an hour. Therapy could mean your own therapy little sessions. Like, maybe you know that you need to go clear your mind by going out for a run or playing hockey or playing video games or cooking or something like that. Like, a little self-care therapy is never a bad thing. And sometimes we don't need that other person to talk to. Sometimes we just need to not be talking in our own heads. But if you do feel like you do need somebody to talk to, then I really highly recommend therapy. But please understand that it's not just some walk in the park. It's not just some, okay, I'm going to call and find the right person. Like, what if you're a girl and you recently had issues with men and you call and you get a therapist and it's a guy. Would you want to talk to a guy? You know, obviously that's like a very deeper meaning, but that's just a perfect example of like, it may not work the first time. It may be exactly what you don't want, but it may work the second time or it may not. And it may work the third time or may not, but keep going because I'm here to tell you after 17 tries, it's worth it. Somebody's out there, somebody can help you. And one of the issues that I always had when I went to my first ever therapist was I felt like she could care less. Like she would be asking me, she's like, oh, you're 20 years old? And I'm like, no, I'm like 16. Like she would have to write everything down and she would be reading that note that she wrote everything down on and she was still getting facts about me wrong. And it just didn't sit well with me. I could care less about her and she could care less about me. I was a paycheck. And that's how I felt. But when you find that right person, you don't feel like a paycheck. You don't feel like a dollar sign. You feel like somebody cares. And it's really fucking nice. And so I had a call last night and we talked about, I don't want to say too much because I don't know necessarily who listens to these podcasts. But I was dealing with another person, another interaction with someone.
This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
Where somebody was, every time I opened my mouth, somebody was challenging me. And it's a specific person. I'm just not going to mention a name. But every single time I would say something, I would get challenged. And if anybody out there knows how that feels, it's awful. It's an awful feeling to every single time you open up your mouth, somebody's going to yell back at you, being like, you're wrong. You're stupid. This is wrong. And I recently went through that. I went through a really, really hard phase of it. It was only for a few days, but still, I could not handle it. It kept me restless. I couldn't sleep. I was like, what did I say to this person? What did I say in whatever that got this person so riled up that they have to take it out on me? And my therapist goes, that's a really, really good point that you just pointed out. You know, why is this person acting this way? You know, a lot of times we just immediately put it against ourselves. It's like, okay, well, what did I do wrong? Like, that's definitely something to think about, but it's not the only thing to think about. Sometimes this person's having a bad day. Sometimes this person hears a word and it brings them back to a moment where they don't like. Sometimes this person is embarrassed, so they're embarrassing you. This person's out of their comfort zone, right? And I was like, oh, I thought the way I was thinking was negative. She's like, no, it's not. It's actually really, really important to think that way. It's really important to think about other people and what they're going through. And so she talked about a couple things. She talked about guilt, shame, embarrassment, and humiliation. And guilt was, you know, feeling like we did something wrong. Like, that's normal. Every human should have that. But shame is making you feel like you're the issue, like you're the problem, like you're the reason why I went wrong, you're the reason why you're feeling your own guilt. And then there was embarrassment, and I always said that I was embarrassed my whole entire childhood. I remember in grade 5, like I had ADHD in grade 5. I still do. But I remember I had what was her name? Madame McIntyre, and she hated me. And the worst thing that I did was, actually, I'll tell you a pretty gross thing. So my buddy Jibs and I, we would sit in the back of the classroom and I would be so bored that we would find like syringes. I know that sounds super bad. There was no needles in them. And we'd find like syringes And like my mom was a nurse, so we could have them like from there. She had them all over the house, but like there was no needles in them. I want to make that clear. It was literally just like the sucky thing. And we would put red markers in a cup of water, and then we'd suck into the syringe, and then we would have like, we wouldn't even squirt it anywhere. Like it was very anticlimactic, but we would have that, and I got in trouble for that. I feel like I should have gotten in trouble for that. But going back to it, like I remember in grade five, you know that kid that doesn't raise their hand, but they still get called upon? Yeah, that was me. I also had rosacea, so I already have red cheeks, so I would get called out for like, oh my God, Joey's blushing. And I'm like, fuck, no, I'm not. Stop making fun. Like that embarrassed me so much more. And I remember she called on me. I vividly remember this. I can't remember my entire childhood, but I vividly remember grade five. And she would call on me. And in order for me to answer a question, I would have to get up. I got up and I would have to walk around and answer. And she told me to sit down. And if I didn't sit down, then I went to the principal's office. And so I didn't learn anything in grade five. I was in the principal's office the entire time. And what was I doing there? Sitting there quietly. Like I was not the bad kid. I just had a bad teacher. And actually last night on the therapy call, I was like, you know, I do think about that. I do think about my fifth grade teacher. And I'm like, okay, well, like, was she just having a bad day? Blah, blah, blah. And my therapist goes, well, maybe she's just not a good teacher. And I never really thought about that. I've never put the blame on somebody else. And it's not necessarily like an awful thing to do. I understand that sounds like pretty like against humanity here, but it's not an awful thing to do. It's a good thing to like really assess the situation and see all different outcomes. But going back to it, you know, we go back to embarrassment. Like I always say that I felt like my biggest fear is embarrassment. Like you can call me out with this podcast and be like, oh my God, Joey said this like this. And I would feel embarrassed. And she was like, well, I don't think it's embarrassment. I think it's humiliation. Like you do this to yourself. You think that you are like you're singled out in the embarrassment. And so I remember that I would like, I'm trying not to say like a certain situation. I was surrounded at a table with a bunch of my friends and somebody was challenging me. Every single thing I said, I was getting challenged on. And it didn't only affect me and that person, but it affected the entire table. Whole room's energy changed. And she goes, well, that's a perfect example. It wasn't you being embarrassed. It was you feeling humiliated. Because the whole entire room changed. It wasn't something you said. It was something everybody felt. And I wanted to bring this up, not because it's like a certain specific situation, but I would have never, ever, ever thought of that or about it that way if I didn't think, if I didn't want to get help and get therapy and go to therapy and listen to somebody else's perspective. Now, I can sit here and tell my girlfriend this story. Like, perfect. Angelica, if you're listening, what's up? How's it going? It's a boy, Joey. How you doing? So we're sitting here, and I could tell her the same story. If she's going to try to give me advice, I'm sorry. I'm just not going to take it in the same way that I will about a therapist. There's certain types of connections that we have to have with certain types of people. Each one is differently. Each one is different. Okay. So your best friend, like maybe your best friend is just for talking about the happy times, talking about maybe some sad times, but nothing really going into your feelings. But maybe you have that one friend that you will tell anything to. And that's just, and you wonder why, or maybe your spouse or some, your partner's going to get mad at you. Like, why don't you tell me these things? Well, it's not about that. It's not. It's about that connection that you have with somebody. It's about the connection that you feel. And so when you find the right therapist, it's an amazing feeling and it's awesome. And it's not just all happy, lucky sunshine and rainbows out there, right? So sometimes I'll tell my therapist a story and she'll be like, well, this is why you felt this way, because you did something wrong, or you do this to yourself. It's not always, okay, maybe it's them. Sometimes it takes a lot of like self-repairment, you know? Sometimes it's not always somebody else did something wrong to you and now we have to fix it. Sometimes it's you did something wrong to yourself and now we have to fix it. And I think it's really, really cool to sit back and listen to other people think about your life. And it's not just you all the time. And you can drop your shoulders. You can stop squishing your eyebrows together, and you can drop the tongue from the roof of your mouth, and you can sit down and you can listen, you know? Like, now your problems aren't all on your back. Like, somebody's helping you carry them. Somebody's helping you carry your thoughts. I think it's really, really important. So if you do get a chance, I really, really recommend you guys to try it. And I'm not saying go try BetterHelp. I'm just saying try some therapy, you know, and you can do affirmations. Like, I've tried affirmations. Like, I did it for like 2 weeks, where I wrote down one thing, three wins I had yesterday, three wins I want to have today, and then three things I'm thankful for. And it was great. It was awesome. But I felt like I was just sitting down writing, trying to think of something. I didn't feel necessarily powerful. I didn't feel like I wanted to go out and seize the day. I felt like, oh shit, I can't remember anything. And that's just ADHD getting in my way, but still. If that works for you, that's amazing. If yoga works for you, that's amazing. If any therapeutic activity works for you, that's amazing. But if you feel like you need to go out and talk to somebody, I think that's also amazing. And I know these podcasts are great because it feels like we're talking to each other. And I'm really, really thankful for that. I'm really happy that you feel that way. Sounds like a breakup. But if you do need help, I really recommend that you go get it. It's not a sad thing. Like, I remember I got a TikTok comment yesterday being like, oh my God, I'm so sad. I don't want anyone to be sad in my feelings TikToks. And I'm like, self-empowerment and improval isn't sad. It's encouraging. Like, there's a big difference between sad and in your feelings and talking about how you're feeling. Okay? So you're not sad, you're just comfy in your feelings. That's what I always say. So I want to let you guys know that I'm really happy with how this podcast is going. I'm happy. I was thinking about getting a co-host, but I always think, like, okay, if I get a co-host and I can't talk about how I actually want to talk, and that would really, I don't know, it would really impact me in a negative way. So I want to keep this between us. If you're cool with that, I really, really appreciate all the support that you guys have been giving me. You guys are amazing. I actually have a new song coming out on October 16th, and I would love for you guys to listen to it. It's called From the Dust, and it's going to be on my Spotify. So if you just search up Joey Kidney and then you follow that Spotify, you'll get the notification when it comes out. And we have lots of new merch coming at stayu.ca. And I think that's it. I started vlogging again. I have main channel videos going up again. I have podcasts. I have TikTok. There's a lot of stuff happening, and I'm very thankful that you guys are here to watch it and listen. So thank you so much. And hey, you're not alone, okay? I know I said that quickly, but you're not alone. Okay? All right. Stay beautiful. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.